Just after 1:45 in the morning, a security camera at a condo complex in Lahaina, Hawaii, recorded a naked man walking into the ground floor office where a 63-year-old guard was working the overnight shift. 90 minutes later, police got a 911 call about a nude man wandering a nearby neighborhood, bleeding from cuts across his body. When officers found him, he was still naked, still bleeding. They took him to the hospital for evaluation. 2 hours after that, other officers responding to a call about an unresponsive man at that same complex found the guard's body in the office he never left. The guard's name was Michael Dyer. He was 63. He was eating a sandwich on his break. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, a champion swimmer, a security guard who never got to finish his lunch, and a California college that decided a swim team wasn't worth $550,000 a year, right up until it found $25.5 million for something else. Michael Dyer worked the overnight post at the Sands of Kahana, a condo resort in Lahaina, the West Maui town still rebuilding from the wildfire that killed 102 people back in 2023. He was married. He had at least one son, Jacob. His job did not come with life insurance. A coworker named Bell Hill described his last night in the plainest terms she had. "He was a great person," she told Hawaii News Now. "He was just in his office having a cheeseburger on his lunch break. His whole family lost him. It's horrible." A neighbor who's lived at the complex 15 years, much of that time alone, says the killing changed how safe she feels in her own building. And because Dyer's job carried no life insurance, his family is now covering his funeral through a GoFundMe. As of this writing, it had raised just under $10,000 against a goal of $7,500 from 72 donors, under a simple request, in lieu of flowers. Maui prosecutors have charged the man police say did this. His name is Legend Storer. He's 20 years old from Lahaina, and before any of this, he was a swimmer's swimmer. Storer trained with the Lahaina Swim Club, graduated from Maui Prep in 2024 as a two-time state league champion, and finished runner-up at the Hawaii State Championships in the 100-yard breaststroke. Concordia University Irvine, a private Christian college in Orange County, California, recruited him to swim breaststroke and sprints while he majored in business finance. He made the roster as a freshman for the 2024-2025 season. That season turned out to be the only one he'd swim for Concordia. In May of 2025, the school eliminated men's and women's swimming and diving and men's and women's tennis, calling it, in the university's own words, a necessary step to address broader challenges and ensure a sustainable future. The athletic director, Crystal Rosenthal, put a number on the savings, $550,000 a year. Storer's team, the one he'd left Maui to join, was gone. About a week later, Rosenthal's office told the school's remaining athletes about a separate investment the university was making in its athletic facilities. The number on that one was $25.5 million. SwimSwam, the sports trade publication, covered the juxtaposition directly, and it helped fuel a Title IX lawsuit, nine female athletes suing the school in federal court that August, alleging Concordia shorted women's sports relative to enrollment. In October, a U.S. district judge ordered the school to reinstate the women's swimming, diving, and tennis programs while the case proceeds. The men's programs stayed cut. By the time of the killing, Storer had transferred across the Pacific to the University of Hawaii. None of this explains what prosecutors say happened at the Sands of Kahana. No source for this story documents a motive, a psychiatric history, or a toxicology finding connecting the program cut, the transfer, or anything else to the killing. And we're not going to speculate about one. What's documented is simply the shape of Storer's year, a champion swimmer whose California college cut the sport that brought him there months before he was charged with murder back home in Maui. Maui prosecutors charged Storer with murder in the second degree, burglary in the first degree, and indecent exposure. Court records reviewed by Hawaii News Now allege he forced his way into Dyer's office and beat him with what investigators describe as a roughly 5-gallon water jug. Civic Intelligence has not independently reviewed the charging document, and that detail is reported here exactly as Hawaii News Now sourced it, to court records, not to first-hand review. Storer made his first court appearance 2 days after the killing. He pleaded not guilty. He reportedly wept after seeing his family in the courtroom. District Court Judge Christopher Dunn ordered him held without bail. "At this time," the judge said, "I can't think of any combination of conditions that would reasonably ensure the appearance of the defendant or ensure the safety of the community." A Maui grand jury indicted Storer on all three counts on August 11th: murder, burglary, indecent exposure. The burglary count reflects the allegation that he had no lawful reason to be in Dyer's office. The indecent exposure count reflects the nudity documented on the surveillance footage and by the officers who found him afterward. He remains held without bail. He has pleaded not guilty and, like every defendant in a pending criminal case, he is presumed innocent unless and until a jury says otherwise. The specific allegations here, the water jug, the burglary, the exposure, remain allegations, to be tested in front of a jury, not settled facts before one's heard the case. Neither Concordia University Irvine nor the University of Hawaii has issued a public statement addressing Storer's case. Maui County hasn't announced any change to overnight security staffing at condo resorts in response to Dyer's death. Here's what's documented, plainly. A 63-year-old husband and father was beaten to death on his overnight shift, allegedly by a naked 20-year-old former state champion swimmer. That swimmer's California college had eliminated his team the year before to save $550,000 a year, while investing $25.5 million elsewhere in athletics. A grand jury has now indicted him on murder, burglary, and indecent exposure charges. He's held without bail, he's pleaded not guilty, and under the law, he stays innocent until a jury says otherwise. None of that explains why this happened. Nobody involved has offered an explanation, and this show isn't going to invent one. Michael Dyer's family is paying for his funeral through a GoFundMe, because the job that got him killed never gave him life insurance. For the full timeline, the court filings, and every source behind this story, check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. If this is the kind of accountability reporting you want more of, subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you're listening right now.